Judges 1 through 2, 9. Now it came about after the death of Joshua that the sons of Israel inquired of the Lord, saying, Who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? The Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have handed the land over to him. Then Judah said to his brother Simeon, Go up with me into the territory allotted me, and let's fight the Canaanites. And I, in turn, will go with you into the territory allotted to you. So Simeon went with him. Judah went up, and the Lord handed over to them the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and they defeated 10,000 men at Bezek. They found Adonai Bezek in Bezek and fought against him, and they defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adonai Bezek fled, and they pursued him and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and big toes. And Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and their big toes cut off used to gather up scraps under my table. As I have done, so God has repaid me. So they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. Then the sons of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. Afterward, the sons of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites living in the hill country, and in the Negev, and in the lowland. So Judah went against the Canaanites who live in Hebron. The name of Hebron was previously Kiriath Arba, and they struck Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. Then from there he went against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was previously Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, Whoever attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give him my daughter Achsaph as a wife. Now Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, captured it, so he gave him his daughter Achsa as a wife. Then it happened that when she came to him, she incited him to ask her father for a field. Then later she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, What do you want? She said to him, Give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev. Give me springs of water also. So Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Now the descendants of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up from the city of Palms with the sons of Judah to the wilderness of Judah, which is in the south of Arad. And they went and lived with the people. Then Judah went with his brother Simeon, and they struck the Canaanites living in Zephath, and utterly destroyed it. So the name of the city was called Hormah. And Judah took Gaza with its territory, Ashkelon with its territory, and Ekron with its territory. Now the Lord was with Judah, and they took possession of the hill country, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had iron chariots. Then they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had promised, and he drove out from there the three sons of Anak. But the sons of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem. So the Jebusites have lived with the sons of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. Likewise, the house of Joseph went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. The house of Joseph had men spy out Bethel. The name of the city was previously Luz. And the spies saw a man coming out of the city, and they said to him, Please show us the entrance to your city, and we will treat you kindly. So he showed them the entrance to the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man and all his family go free. Then the man went to the land of the Hittites, and built a city, and named it Luz, which is its name to this day. But Manasseh did not take possession of Beth Shean and its villages, or Tanakh and its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Iblim and its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages. So the Canaanites persisted in living in this land, and it came about, when Israel became strong, that they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out completely. And Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites who were living in Gezer. So the Canaanites lived in Gezer among them. Zebulun did not drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, or the inhabitants of Nahalal. So the Canaanites lived among them and became subject to forced labor. Asher did not drive out the inhabitants of Akko, or the inhabitants of Sidon, or Alab, or Akzib, or Helba, or Aphik, or of Rehob. So the Asherites lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Naphtali did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, or the inhabitants of Beth Anath, but lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, and the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath became forced labor for them. Then the Amorites forced the sons of Dan into the hill country, for they did not allow them to come down to the valley. Yet the Amorites persisted in living on Mount Heres, in Aijalon, and Shalbim. But when the power of the house of Joseph grew strong, they became forced labor. The border of the Amorites ran from the ascent of Akrabim, from Selah and upward. Now the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up out of Egypt, and led you into the land which I have sworn to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And as for you, you shall not make a covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars. But you have not obeyed me. What is this thing that you have done? Therefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from you, but they will become like thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare to you. Now, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, the people raised their voices and wept. So they named that place Bochim, and there they sacrificed to the Lord. When Joshua had dismissed the people, the sons of Israel went, each one to his inheritance, to take possession of the land. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, who had seen all the great work of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him in the territory of his inheritance, in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. Matthew 22. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a king who held a wedding feast for his son, and he sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. Again he sent other slaves, saying, Tell those who have been invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fattened cattle are all butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention and went their separate ways, one to his own farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his slaves and treated them abusively, and then killed them. Now the king was angry, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. Then he said to his slaves, The wedding feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. So go to the main roads, and invite whomever you find there to the wedding feast. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. But when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes, and he said to him, Friend, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? And the man was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Tie his hands and feet, and throw him into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth in that place. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then the Pharisees went and plotted together how they might trap him in what he said. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are truthful, and teach the way of God in truth, and do not care what anyone thinks, for you are not partial to anyone. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it permissible to pay a poll tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their malice, and said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the poll tax." And they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Then pay to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And hearing this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. On that day, some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and questioned him, saying, "Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother as next of kin shall marry his wife, and raise children up for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us, and the first married and died, having no children. He left his wife to his brother. It was also the same for the second brother, and the third down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had her in marriage." But Jesus answered and said to them, "You are mistaken, since you do not understand the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But regarding the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living." When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, "Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Upon these two commandments hang the whole law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question. "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "Then how does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I put your enemies under your feet'? Therefore, if David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" No one was able to offer him a word in answer, nor did anyone dare from that day to ask him any more questions. First Timothy 2. First of all, then, I urge that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made in behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator also between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed as a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands, without anger and dispute. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or expensive apparel, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for women making a claim to godliness. A woman must quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. For it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a wrongdoer. But women will be preserved throughout childbirth, if they continue in faith, love, and sanctity with moderation. Proverbs 8:22-36. The Lord created me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. From eternity I was established, from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth. When there was no ocean depths, I was born, when there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was born. While he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed, when he sent a boundary for the sea, so that the water would not violate his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, as a master workman, and I was his delight daily, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of mankind. Now then, sons, listen to me, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to instruction, and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the person who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, watching at my doorposts, for one who finds me finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. But one who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death. Psalm 92 through Psalm 93. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, Most High, to declare your goodness in the morning, and your faithfulness by night, with 10-stringed lute, and with the harp, with resounding music on the lyre. For you, Lord, have made me joyful by what you have done. I will sing for joy over the works of your hands. How great are your works, Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. A stupid person has no knowledge, nor does a foolish person understand this. When the wicked sprouted up like grass, and all who did injustice flourished, it was only that they might be destroyed forevermore. But you, Lord, are on high forever. For behold, your enemies, Lord, for behold, your enemies will perish. All who do injustice will be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil, and my eye has looked at my enemies. My ears hear of evildoers who rise up against me. The righteous person will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courtyards of our God. They will still yield fruit in advanced age. They will be full of sap and very green, to declare that the Lord is just. He is my rock, and there is no malice in him. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord has clothed and encircled himself with strength. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Your throne is established from old. You are from eternity. The floods have lifted up, Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves, more than the sounds of many waters, than the mighty breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your testimonies are fully confirmed. Holiness is pleasing to your house, Lord, forevermore.